Asia.
Cooking with cannabis. Pot cuisine. THC is the new MSG.
Bun Lao Ryung does not resemble a den of iniquity. A two-hour drive from Bangkok, the Thai capital, the restaurant caters to families and old folk. Gauzy curtains frame the windows, and doilies decorate bags of cookies on sale at the counter. The menu features such classics as tom yum soup and kanom pang namu, crispy pork toast. Yet a closer look reveals the presence of an illicit ingredient, cannabis. Illicit, that is, until recently. For decades, Thailand, like many other Asian countries, harshly punished anyone caught with the demon weed, but the government has turned over a new leaf. In 2019, the country became the first in Asia to legalize pot for medical purposes. A year later, the government announced that parts of the plant containing less than 0.2% THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, could legally be used in cosmetics and food. In November last year, Bun Lao Ryung became the first restaurant in the country to serve cannabis-infused dishes. At least a dozen more have since sprung up. What accounts for the reversal? There is growing awareness in government that Thailand's punitive drug control regime is ineffective. Relaxing cannabis laws was also politically expedient. In order to make up the numbers to form a coalition, Thailand's ruling party needed the support of Anutin Chanvirakul, the leader of a small party that campaigned to have the green stuff partially decriminalized. He was appointed deputy prime minister and health minister and allowed to keep his promise. There is a long tradition in Thailand of cooking with cannabis. Thais began mixing the plant, which is native to Asia, into herbal remedies and then food centuries ago. Even after it was criminalized in 1934, many Thais carried on cooking with it. Chakri Lapbun Ruang, a 30-something Bangkokian, says his father regularly tossed cannabis leaves into the pad ka prao, basil chicken stir-fry, he cooked for the family. "When you have something tasty, cannabis makes it better," Mr. Chakri says. "It's just like MSG, except it's natural." Food and drink companies are seeing green. In April, Ichitan, Thailand's biggest tea maker, launched two drinks infused with terpene, a compound responsible for cannabis's pong. The pizza company, a Thai fast food chain, recently introduced Crazy Happy Pizza. Its toppings include one deep-fried cannabis leaf. "Weed is good for business," says Mr. Chakri, an owner of Q Kai Ka, a trendy restaurant in Bangkok. "There is not enough THC in the food to make people high. Yet when customers eat dishes from his restaurant's cannabis menu," he laughs, "they get hungrier."